It's called Shane and Matt on Comics. Write them a bad review right now.
Yeah, please.
And also write us a good one. You'll see my fake review I got busted for.
Oh, my God. And then what's funny is because we're both logged in on iTunes is that I made fun of you, and it's as you. So Matt, oh, my God, Matt set a fucking response.
Well, I tried to write like a girl. I was trying to pretend I was a girl, and I was going to be like, oh, some girl.
So it just is like Matt McCusker, and the iTunes review is like, wow, nothing like hearing two dickheads talk about, like, oh, my God.
I was like, these crazy guys.
She's like, he's like, I love it on my way to work, whatever you said, dude. And it, because I don't know what you thought, but it says Matt McCusker wrote the review.
I didn't realize I was logged into iTunes, so it was gonna, like, I was like, I guess it'll just be like slash anonymous. Like, it just like slash Matt McCusker. And I was like, fuck, I didn't know. I let it go for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm glad you kept it.
I don't know how to delete it.
Yeah, we got to keep that.
I don't know how.
That is fucking hilarious.
I would delete that if I knew how. I can't.
No, you got to keep that one.
It's literally, that's, it's so me funny. Pretending to talk like a fucking nurse.
I got to find this.
Those crazy thing. Guys. Ugh.
Oh, man.
God, that stung me when you found out that was me. You fucking walked in on me with my fucking pants down, dude.
Oh, fuck,
I hate
dude.
When I get caught doing shit like that. I was lying to the people, and I should be fucking reprimanded.
On December 1st, 2016, Matt McCusker gives our podcast 5 stars with the title, My New Fave, .. and a smiley face. This, .. what the fuck was that?
This. That's how fucking girls talk on the internet.
Oh,
they go,
God.
This.
This. This podcast kills. It looks like you type with a stutter. It says, this, .. This podcast kills me on my way to work. Two goofy jackasses talking about how sick they are and just being delightful morons. Oh. So effing funny. Oh, listen, with 2 exclamation points. Dude, holy fuck.
I spelled effing EFFING.
Oh, my
God. Dude, I went deep undercover as a fucking internet bae.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's how girls talk.
Oh, my God, dude.
That was masterful.
Fucking shut down the podcast after that.
Why? That was masterful. Do not think if my name wasn't next to that, you would think that was some fucking like radiologist on her way.
Yeah,
to, like,
it's not about this. That. It's about you actually writing that, dude. We got another 5 stars here. My comment just says Maddie. Nothing better than seeing Matt's comment like he was a listener. Two jackasses.
Man, dude, that's good stuff. We did that. We're the only two who reviewed our podcast.
And one's just making fun of the other one.
Fuck.
That's all right. We'll get some more. A lot of people are going to review this.
They better fucking. They're going to trash us.
You guys,
dude,
better fucking give us some good reviews here.
Oh, dude. Shout out to Brian.
Dude, I'm looking at.
What you got going on?
Fucking iTunes right now. At the top 150 comedy podcasts.
And we're not on it.
And of course we're not on it.
What?
Because our
fucking
listeners don't review our shit.
God damn it, dude. That's
review
so
our
important.
Shit, you dickheads.
That's so crucial.
Otherwise, I mean, some of these are so fucking
it's horrible. I actually looked at that the other day, man. They fucking suck.
This one, Allison Rosen is your new best friend.
Sure, it's
5,073 reviews.
Yeah, come
we
on,
have
man.
Fucking 14.
What the fuck? I'm getting
Not
pissed.
Not once does Allison Rosen say that fucking blacks and dogs don't get along.
Yeah.
Just saying.
That's true. And, oh, I might actually outsource that and pay some kids on the internet to, like, write us a bunch of reviews. We'll talk off the show. We'll talk
That's
off air.
That's a fucking good idea.
Hell yeah, dude. Get a bunch of kids from Pakistan,
Our fucking
dude.
Shitty listeners don't review it. Look at
yeah,
this.
Yeah, dude. You're making us hire boys from Pakistan. We're using child labor because of you.
This one, important if true, has 6 reviews, and it's ranked.
What?
We got 14, and we're
well, yeah, we'll,
toiling
I mean,
in obscurity.
We'll definitely fucking... We'll be up there. Be us, Rogan... Be the fucking...
Someday, dude.
Check it out.
Until then, we gotta fucking deal with all these dickheads. If I Were You, starring Jake Hurwitz and Amir... Yeah, neither of us have a fucking ethnic name.
That's true.
We need to change our name to, like, Matt and fucking...
I could trans. If I transed, we'd go to the top of that
If
thing.
You trans, we'd be top 100.
Dude, that'd be awesome.
We could also be Henry and Heidi. Welcome to Henry and Heidi's podcast. How's everybody doing?
Let me tell you how dumb I am and how smart she is.
Ooh. Oh, my God. Women know everything.
That's one thing, too, I hear where, like, people talk about... Well, not that.
Came
not,
out wrong.
Well, no, not... Yeah, I don't...
Dude, you should check out Ear Biscuit starring Rhett and Link.
Oh, it's probably so good.
Ear biscuits.
So what's going on today, man? So like, I just feel like I can't even sleep right now with the presidency. I'm so nervous.
Oh, God. It's pretty much we elected Hitler. Meanwhile, we're out here bringing you the hard truth of Matt jerking off in the fetal position on a fucking air mattress.
Exactly. Alex Jones, Matt McCusker, all the good truth breakers, dude.
You are Alex Jones, dude.
100%.
These fucking podcasts definitely suck ass.
I guarantee that, dude. Of course they do.
Oh, Joe Santagato. You know that guy who makes those YouTube videos?
Oh, fuck that guy.
He's sitting hard. He's got a good. He's at 76.
I'm sure he is. Did I tell you that guy wanted to hire me to basically be a Joe Delgado?
Joe Delgado. Whatever the fuck, like my fucking dad, dude. You don't know a name. You just guess it. Santagato. Joe Saint Cat.
This guy was like trying to get me to do those YouTube videos where I'm like, what is up with blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And I was like, dude, I can't do it. One, he was like, check out some people. You ever hear of Tomi Lahren? Do something like that. I'm like, dude, I'm not going to fucking Tomi Lahren. It's the last thing I need to do.
Oh, man. Ooh, we could listen to the Juicy Scoop with Heather.
Oh, dude, I'm sure it's riveting.
That's at 45.
You got to shut that down, dude. You got to shut that down.
We're sitting at like 5,000.
No, you're right. We need more reviews. We need more reviews. Our listeners are fucking assholes.
Our listeners suck dick. All fucking 8 of them.
We should fucking cut them all, dude, and change the name of this podcast and start over.
No, abandon this podcast is too sick.
We can't abandon. No, I'm saying we should abandon our fucking listeners.
We need to be more clandestine. We need to stop giving shout-outs.
That's true.
We need to not tell anyone.
That's true. And just start releasing on different release on different days. Yeah, absolutely.
We need devoted.
We need complete devotion.
Yeah, we don't want half-assed followers, dude. We need 100% all-in chat heads.
Amen. Hell yeah.
Some of you guys are fucking pussyfooting around.
Yeah.
Ranking us behind fucking dickheads like Joe Santagato.
Fuck.
Fuck you guys.
I was going to say something sick, dude. I'm not even going. I'm going to punish the listeners by remaining silent. We're going to go 10 minutes of silence.
I don't know if we want to be that cruel.
That's true, and that unusual.
What sick ass thing are we gonna say?
But no, we were talking about all that stuff, and that's Saturday.
Friday, and then Friday. Saturday I have a show where I'm the only white guy.
Oh yeah,
which is sick.
I'm doing that too on Saturday.
I love those fucking
doing
flyers.
A cigar lounge.
Nice.
I'll put fucking deets on the old website. You guys will see. Check it out.
What website?
Facebook.com.
All right, so. Yeah.
That was good. 37 minutes.
Yeah, fuck it.
We slogged through.
We need to get a fucking guest on the next one.
We definitely do.
We're running out.
Yeah, we are. There you have it.
Well, that's
a little behind
podcast.
The scenes of the show.
You guys can suck our dicks. Oh, we got two more reviews, dude.
Did
that's
we really?
It. We fucking pled, and we just got two reviews.
That's not bad. They're building.
This guy kind of...
A little shitty.
This guy said, this podcast had me laughing like a psycho on the subway. Two great Philly comedians talk about whatever, and it's hilarious. I'll keep listening.
Hell yeah.
Nice. The next one said, what a hot cast. New favorite podcast. I think about Hi, I'm Dallas, weekly. Fuck
hell
yeah.
That's good stuff. I might also hire some like weird little Indian kids offline to fucking write us reviews.
Yeah, you said that last time.
I'm gonna
that
do
was
that.
From Alex Saracini. He's been a strong supporter.
Boy.
Shout out, Alex.
Yeah, absolutely.
A little buzzer beater shout out for you.
Fuck yeah.
All right, well, yeah, come to Shane.
Not everyone's going to fucking just rip 15 at the end.
I'm also happy about you coming in your pants.
Dude, my sexual conquests are purely fucking for the cast, dude. I do it all for the 2,500. This is fucking
this
2,500.
Army, dude.
Oh,
man. There was another comic that was making fun of the cast, dude.
Who?
I was devastated.
Who?
Same one. Good.
Either way. It's all the same person.
You mean the one where me and Matt get drunk and sit in his room and talk to 2,500 people?
Yeah. And say literally off the top of her head funnier stuff than you ever said in your whole comedy career.
Oh, my God. Matt's feeling it right now, dude. That's... How many studies you have?
Dude. Let's put the fucking cast to cast, bro. See who's fucking cracking up.
Yeah, we'll fucking compare casts.
And we're getting hard
bitch.
Working. We're getting good, hard working Americans left.
That's true. We are getting Americans.
We're not entertaining fucking like weird people who get money from their grandma every month.
Yeah, we're not entertaining a bunch of fucking people who just hopped out of a fucking air balloon. I don't know what that means.
I know what it means. It means fucking improv.
True.
That's the height of improv, dude. The height of improv is one day you get to host fucking Blues Clues or some children's show.
Oh, that was like, hilarious.
And today...
That is Blues Clues.
Here
that is
comes
improv,
the
dude.
Mail. It's literally... You're like grinding it out to become a Teletubby. Fuck yeah. Let's take a break, dude.
Let's take a long break.
Let's take a little break.
We are trying to finagle a good sidey deal. August 11th, dude. Buy tickets now, would you?
Yeah.
So we don't look like dickheads.
Try.
Buy tickets ahead of time. It makes us look cool. Also, shout out to who the last two people to give us 1-star reviews on iTunes.
Yeah, baby.
We know you're a fucking
Keep it coming.
You're a little cuck. You're a little Freddy, boy.
Yep.
Yeah, give us good reviews on iTunes, too. That makes us look cool.
Yeah, or just keep the 1-stars coming. That makes us look cool,
the
too.
The 1-stars are actually pretty funny.
Hell yeah, dude. We're
but
brave.
They didn't show their face, dude. They gave us 1-star.
Of course not,
and
dude.
We're afraid to
cowards, dude.
They didn't comment.
If I have a problem, I put my name on it.
Yeah.
I don't just go, And look, they probably send screenshots to their friends like, look at that.
1-star, got him.
Dude, whatever. You think your little 1-star matters, dude?
Think 1-star is going to stop this train?
Stop the fucking revolution?
Fucking train.
You think Che Guevara got stopped by a 1-star review?
No.
Nah, dude.
I would not like to associate with Che, though.
Why? What'd he do?
He's a fucking bitch, dude.
What'd he do?
He's a commie.
He's a commie?
Yeah, fuck that.
Do you think, give me a good one, dude.
Our founding fathers, true revolutionaries.
True. Pure 1776, yeah. Dude. Thomas Paine.
Think he was out there writing shit.
Yeah, he was writing weird stuff.
He was afraid he was going to get a 1-star review from the Redcoats. Nah, dude. He still dropped that. And the fucking Tories took it up the ass.
Oh, baby.
Just like that girl from high school.
In the fucking weight room,
right,
dude.
That's how England lost that fucking war, dude. We took him into the weight room. We said, sorry about your dance club. Boom, pow, right in the keister.
That is the weirdest thing to me, just thinking of, like, someone sitting there. Just that's a good porno, actually, now. That's a good narrative porno, dude.
What, high school kids fucking in a weight room?
Well, you know, maybe they're held back a couple years. They're fucking 18, 19.
Yeah, 18's good.
18, hey, maybe it's a teacher. I don't know. They got their dance club thwarted, and some dude comes up like, what's the matter?
I say, hey, could you give me a spot?
Yeah.
And then she's spotting him, and he's like, why don't you give it a shot?
Yep.
Then he drops dong onto the forehead
and
while
he
he's spotting
his
her.
Boner.
Where are we at?
We're at 1:10, bro.
Perfect.
We're good.
Perfect.
Get back to my babe.
Had that slow start.
That was a strong,
I
dude.
Powered
you fucking
right back
crushed
through, it,
through the ribbon, dude.
Yeah, I had that. I had chewing tobacco in my mouth, and I was worried about breathing.
Dude, that fucked me up for like a good 30 seconds. I was like,
dude, if you're worried about your breath on a podcast, you're fucked.
Fuck, man.
And it's funny because I've heard it on a few episodes when I'm doing it. I can hear when I'm doing it. My voice, I don't know, it just gets very, very short.
Like I've actually heard rave reviews about your broadcasting voice.
I have a very nice voice.
I've had multiple people say that I'm a stuttering retard and that you could be on like.
You get a lot of fucking negative reviews about, but it's your voice is fine.
My voice is whatever.
I think you have a good voice. I
trip on
it.
My words a lot.
I mean, anybody would.
True.
We're down here with no fucking plot, nothing.
Yeah, but I do it in everyday conversation.
Yeah, but let me defend you.
I'm a stuttering
you.
Fool,
let
dude.
Me fucking defend. You're not a stuttering fool, dude.
Well, dude, I got fucking.
You don't stutter at all on the mic.
I'm thinking, dude. My brain's flying.
Well, exactly. Like I stuttered through the first time I tried to explain the Dallas Carter 30 for 30.
Yeah, I guess your stutters are more noticeable. You know, that's one of those things where I'll notice my stutters.
Yeah.
And if someone's like, well, blah, 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 I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, it's just we're going off the fucking top of the head.
True.
Every fucking. We're doing an hour and a half every fucking week.
True.
Just pure back and forth talking.
True.
Of course we're going to fucking stutter and say dumb shit.
Of course. Well, that wraps
anyway,
it up.
You
suck
could,
our, once again.
Yeah, listen.
S our D's.
You could never do this. So
nah.
Stop being fucking
Jesus,
gay.
Jesus, can you imagine the nervous fucking Nellies down here being like,
oh my God.
The reading of the news.
I really don't want to come off as racist, so I'd really rather not be a part of this conversation.
Shut the fuck up.
Get the fuck out of the basement, dude.
Dance for me, boy.
Get up to the fucking top bunk,
yeah,
dude.
You're top bunk, dude.
We're in the bottom bunk, dude.
We're down here in the
Catch
bottom.
Catch us in the motherfucking paint, dude.
Yep.
Catch a fade.
Anyway, suck our dicks and yeah, that was a good one.
Hell yeah.
Ended up being a good one.
Hey, we were fucking idiots.
Pedro.
I talk about my dick on this thing for 50% of it.
Matt's a fucking idiot. So, listen.
I have whole episodes about my dick.
Those are literally our best episodes. So, by the way, our listener is also a fucking idiot. You hear that, listener? You dumb idiot. Pedro, call the listener.
There's just a bunch of white knuckles on fucking Kias right now. Be like, fucking, they turned on me.
Pedro.
Are there comments on this? Like, how do you get feedback?
Not really.
On this
usually on Facebook.
Text. Yeah. People send texts like, "Yo, that was sick."
Yeah, okay. Pretty much everybody.
Don't you post this on like? You post this on like a college football forum, right?
On the main board.
Yeah. Do you get a lot of like?
There are some.
I got a lot of haters, dude.
Yeah. There's some main board. There's a guy named Dairy Queen.
Okay. Who's like, he's a hater?
He's a big-time liberal.
Oh,
in fact,
shit.
This is really funny. Before we get into this, so when I went to post the newest episode last week on the main board, I searched the secret podcast so I could find the thread.
Mm-hmm.
And then the name came up in a bunch of different threads because in the left thread, there's a thread dedicated to the left where they all talk. And this one guy, good bull, by the way, he was talking and he was like, right now the left needs to seize this opportunity and try to reach out to moderates. And he was like, listen to fucking Matt and Shane's secret podcast. He's like, those guys have every reason to hate the left. Just listen to it. He's like, every argument they've presented, I kind of agree with.
Hell yeah.
And everybody in there was like, fuck you, dude. Fuck. And
then
Dairy Queen came in and was like, those guys are fucking alt-right pieces of shit.
It's so funny because I'm not at all. And neither are you, really.
What do you mean, really?
I mean, I'm more... You're not really. I don't think you're all right.
You think you're more liberal than me?
Yeah, definitely.
No way.
I'm definitely more liberal than you.
No way, dude.
Yeah, right. On what issues do you think you're more liberal?
I have a black girlfriend. I'm going to have a black son. Clearly, I fucking
be. Now, see, me as an actual liberal realizes what an absolute racist and disgusting statement that was.
Do you have any black girlfriends, bro?
I've fingered many, many. You sure?
Positive.
Who told you?
I know. I'm just practicing,
no,
I'm practicing
don't
ancient
fucking
medicine.
Just bring the dick oil back.
I have to, dude. It gets too dry.
What are you talking about?
I have to put it on. It's too dry.
Ugh.
Coconut oil has been helping. What's been helping it heal is my nofapping. I couldn't leave that thing alone, dude.
Quite a bit.
Well, not just that.
But that helps.
That's a good motivator. Every time you jerk off, if your dick burns, yes, that does help
a
little.
That's
a little help.
I thought you were some pious motherfucker. You're out here with a wounded dick.
I got a fucking bad unit, dude. I got to leave it alone. Doctor's orders. They're like,
your doctor was like, yes, here's a nofap.
I have RX, stop touching your bird. And it's just like, all right, fuck.
That's a sick nofap.
Someone sent me a message on Reddit about it.
God.
I swear to God, someone who listened to the cast, I don't know who it is, but shout out to them. They're
that's another one. I was walking out of Helium. While I was walking out doing the back row, I was like, yo, I'm a huge fan of the cast. Went, got him a fucking shot of whiskey, gave it to him. I was like, dude, you're the fucking man.
That's fucking awesome,
It was really funny. I was leaving because they have one of our stickers in the display case at Helium.
Oh, nice.
So people were looking at it and then coming up to me and being like, oh, do you have a podcast? This black lady came up to me. Was like, I loved your set. Do you have a podcast? And I was like, I don't know if you're going to like it.
Why?
I say a lot of fucking dumb shit on this.
So, yeah, she might like it.
I know. I hope. I mean, I told her it, but at first I was like, it's crude.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, I can handle crude.
Yeah.
I didn't want to come out and be like, well, I'm racist a lot in it, but I'm joking. Like, I couldn't come out and be like, well, I'm pretty racist and homophobic on it, but it's just a joke.
Yeah.
No, so I had to just be like, all right, check it out.
Check it out,
hopefully,
dude.
I never see her again.
Check it out. Chuck it out there.
And then my cousin at Thanksgiving, because my cousin Patrick loves it.
Mm-hmm.
Loves the cast. He's a good bull. He's the fucking alt-right Kekistani.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
No, not really. I don't know. I think he is. And his cousin, his older sister, was like, yeah, I don't listen to it. And I was like, it's fine. You're not offending me. And she was like, yeah, I tried to listen to one, and you guys... We're talking about how like women love to get catcalled. And I was like, that was probably Matt. She was like, no, that was you. And I was like, oh, well, fuck.
And that's what set her off?
Yeah. Well, she only tried one episode and that was it.
She couldn't handle the wolf whistling. That's what they call it in London.
You can't go to that.
Helium this weekend.
That's it. Fuck it.
Word up.
Shout
out to Castbox for boosting our fucking
Castbox
ratings, dude.
We'll see if that holds. It has held the last couple of days.
I have no idea.
The numbers are back, dude. We thought we were peasants.
Yep, and CastBox apparently has brought us to the masses.
Around August, our numbers just dropped out of fucking from like thousands of listeners to like 200, and it was like, oh shit, we're peasants.
Yep.
And now the numbers are back.
Well,
baby.
They did the hosting service you used.
They reported our numbers.
They redid their whole system to report stats. Yeah. And then it fucking skyrocketed last week.
So we don't even know how many listeners we're reaching.
We're
we
totally
haven't known
confused,
since
dude.
The summer.
Yeah, we have
and now
no
we're
idea.
Back. Now we know we're reaching the
That's
masses.
What makes this podcast so secret, dude. We have no idea. This could be syndicated for all we know. We don't know.
Dude, this podcast is secret because, number one, we don't fucking really advertise for it.
True
or,
that.
Like, push it on anybody outside of our fucking Facebook.
True that.
We just let the boys spread the word, dude.
Mm-hmm.
We're like Jews.
Yeah, we are.
We're not trying to spread the gospel.
Nope.
It's, we just know the truth. We have
can't
it.
Get in, too.
No one's allowed in here. And, oh, my God, this was hilarious. This lady that just got hired at Helium is an Asian lady. And she's
Is what?
As, like, important. She's high up. She, like, runs a department or something. And the manager introduced me to her and was like, yeah, he also has a really good podcast. And she was like, oh, what's the name of the podcast? I was like, nah, don't worry about it. Some fucking Asian lady. Every episode is like, oh, me sorry. Oh, I'm a stupid Chinese.
You're all in there. She's going to kick you in the shin.
So far, like, every single person that's asked me what the name of the podcast is has been like a black chick, like an Asian lady. It's always like, oh, gay dude's like, oh, you have a podcast? Cool. What's it called? I'm like, I have fucking nothing, dude. Don't worry. It's nothing. Don't even worry about it. Yeah.
It's a lot funny when people listen to it and they go, yeah, listen to your podcast. It's kind of wild, man. And you're like, yeah. Like, wow. You're like, yeah.
You guys are crazy.
My aunt shares it. And I'm like, I hope to God no one at her work fucking is like, what's this?
Oh, my God.
She's going to get fired.
Yeah, when people share it, I'm just like, you're crazy.
I know.
You have a life.